So we'll look at variations of the design, we'll look at what the effects are, we'll think a little bit about causality, talk about what three-way interactions are, and then the most complicated part of all of it is being able to evaluate lower order effects for whether they tell us anything or not. Remember, there's two elements of that. The one is the representation and inference element of whether that aggregate is representing a population we care about. And the other is whether that aggregate tells us about a simplification of an effect that we can generalize. And we'll split that hair on a regular basis. This thing was working a little bit ago. And it still is. So, as we talked about in 941 and again in 942, we can take the simplest factorial design, which is a 2x2, and expand it by expanding the number of conditions in either IV or by adding a third independent variable. When we add the third independent variable, we add a tremendous amount of information. There's just more information in a 2x2x2 than in a 2x8. We now have three independent variables. We have undergraduates versus graduate students. We have instruction by computer versus lecture. And we have two different contents, learning psych methods and learning psychological information. It's just a more complicated design that gives us more information. We now have three main effects. We have three separate variables that we can look at. What is the unique combination of each? We now have three two-way interactions instead of just one, and we have the three-way interaction. And three-way interactions can be a little daunting if you just step into the middle of one. But if you have studied the design on the left, or more likely study the design on the right before, where you've compared teaching a course to graduates and undergraduates by computer and instruction, and then you add in the design elements on the left, now that three-way is manageable. I just want to know if the interaction between who I'm teaching and how I'm teaching them depends upon what I'm teaching them. And so in the examples, we really don't have an opportunity to build up to the three ways through programmatic research. But when you're doing your own work, you probably won't start with a three-way. And so the three ways really aren't scary when you build up to them the way they are when you first look at them. The idea is that there's a huge amount of information. All right, when can a main effect be causally interpreted? When the conditions of that independent variable are randomly assigned, manipulated, and we maintain ongoing equivalence. When can a two-way interaction be causally interpreted? There's two versions of this. There's the simple version and the real version. The simple version is if both of the main effects can be causally interpreted, then the interaction can be causally interpreted. And that's the rule that most people carry around with them. The real and proper expression is when we can causally interpret the difference between causally interpretable simple effects. And so if we go back to this model looking just at the right, we can randomly assign and manipulate whether people get instruction or by computer or by lecture. We're going to have a difficult time randomly assigning and manipulating them to graduate or undergraduate. So even though we can causally interpret the main effect of computer versus lecture instruction, and so we can causally interpret the simple effect of computer versus lecture for undergrads, or causally interpret the simple effect of computer versus lecture for grads, we can't causally interpret why this difference is different than that one. You need to be able to causally interpret the difference between causally interpretable interaction or simple effects. Causally interpret the difference between causally interpretable simple effects. Three-way gets uglier. Same idea. The simplification is if I can causally interpret all three main effects, I can causally interpret the three-way. The more accurate expression is when we can causally interpret the difference between the simple two-way interactions, which each involve causally interpretable differences between causally interpretable simple effects. Now notice, all we've done is we've taken this definition and tucked it into the end, and then said, and we can causally interpret the difference between two of them. And so we need to be able to causally interpret any cell comparison in the study in order to be able to causally interpret the three-way. That's what it boils down to. If there's any pair of cells that we can't causally interpret, then we're not going to be able to causally interpret the interaction. And here, we can come close. We can randomly assign computer versus lecture. We can randomly assign methods versus content. We're not going to be able to causally interpret grads versus undergrads. And so we've got two main effects and one two-way that we can causally interpret. But the other main effect, the other two two-ways and the three-ways are not going to be causally interpretable for us.